What's the problem?
You said they were weighing things.
If people read the email, Badafka said that it's not a problem.
Right,
that's what I wrote. From day one, I wrote it's not a problem. I said it's not a problem. It's just it's not what they had made up. And then I said they explained to me why they did it this way. I don't know. It became like the Zach.
Today's email or yesterday's meeting? Because yesterday's email, I know, I had the impression that the Rav was telling us, well, we should wait a minute until things are clarified.
No, I wrote Beferish, but meanwhile, there's not a problem. You can buy there. I said it explicitly.
I saw that, but to me, that sounded more like a diebit. Like, if you already bought, no, don't worry about it.
No.
Well,
it says.
I'm saying what impression I got from it.
Okay. There's no reason. If you read it again now, you'll see it didn't say that. So these are the dinim about a chayla, and the sugyas in Yuma that if the chayla says he has to eat, or the doc, or vice, and the doctor say he doesn't, or vice versa, and in the sugya if two against one, or if you follow rov, if it's five against four. These are all things in the sugya and yuma. Whether you follow rov deus, it's actually, or some, or if it's like edus, you say like trei kameya. Two against one is like echad b'makom shnayim lav klumu. That's those concepts by the doctors also. What degree the bekiyus of the doctors plays a role. That's like mechadidei tfei of beishamai. Like whether that plays a role, if the doctor is more of a bucky. So this is all in the sugyan, it's all in the rishayim and machloiksim, back and forth, all over the place. So we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see what he says. Chayla shetzarech lechol. I need Aruch HaShulchan. Someone get an Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch Chaim Chayla Gimel. Chayla shetzarech lechol. And Yesham Rafe Boki, Afilu Abitechavim, Shaimer, and Layachilu also, Efsha Sheikh Barola Bachaila, the Yestakin, Machila Noise Al Piv. Yeah. The Interchlaim Hashem Yomus, if the doctor says he might die. So, look at the Bir Alocha. Right away, the Chiddush and the Machaber. Chiddush, the reason the Mechaber says it this way, it involves a Chiddush. Because I am a prima godim chayi odom, taino afilu hu la'es at the chayla shein boi sakona. That's the Lashon HaMechaber. Right now, there's no sakona. Ochein shem sharim, shem lo yochal, efshar, it's possible. I mean, the real possibility, you know, means the doctor say there is a, what I'm saying now lightly, this is what the most common issue becomes, because the doctor says, well, maybe it's not a real maybe. In halacha you also have that, where we've had it countless times. Not every iyadia is a suffix. You need a certain standard that something should even be a suffix, otherwise it's not even a suffix. Who's mechtesh? Just because you don't know, it doesn't make it a suffix. In Momenus, it's famous, it's called Dvora de Momoina. It has a name. What's the matter? It's one of the most fundamental principles in Torah. So you need a standard for suffix, just like you have a standard for Yediya. What's the standard for Yediya? Don't answer me, because there's different standards. Sometimes there's a standard of Eidim, sometimes there's a standard with Chazaka or Rav is enough, sometimes Umdana is enough, sometimes Eid Echad is enough, sometimes you need Riyah Mamish, different standards for Yediya. So, the standards for Suffolk also. I don't know if there's different standards, but it's more undefined, it's more subtle, because every suffix, by definition, is iyadiyah. Because it's very rare that you'll have a true suffix, because sveikas don't exist in the Bria. Why do I say usually? Why don't I just say Sfeikus never existed in Bria? Because you have Bein Hashmashis, you have Kui, according to some. Bein Hashmashis is also only according to some. You have a few things where some Shitas hold. Now, there's one that nobody argues with. That is, exists in the Bria as a Sofek. And this is a Beferish of Gemara. That it exists as a Sofek. Its existence in the Bria is a Chefs of a Sofek. It's a Gemara. What? Bein Hashmashos is a Mashmos and some Rishonim. Kui, Kvi, is a Mashmos and some Rishonim. But there's one case, it's a Beferish of Gemara. Hamakadish achas m'shtei achoyos. A person can go. So according to Rava, it's kedushin shem usur on the bia. See, that's that. But that's already a next step. But you can have a chefza of achas m'shtei achoyos. You've created. You could do such a thing. You can go over to two sisters and be makadish one of them, and that's what's chal achas m'shtei achoyos.
You yourself don't know what you're doing.
Nobody knows it exists in the Bria. That nobody knows. Even that's an understatement. It exists in the Bria as a Sofek. Even the Eibishter doesn't know.
It is a Sofek.
So there is a case that's of the Feirish of Gemara. Achas Mishteach Hoyos for such a thing. If Shimon and Shari Yosher tries to get a handle on Mechitesi, there could be such a reality. Like Mechitesi, there's such a reality. Okay. We're going off the handle here. But normal sveikus is really, I'm explaining why it's a subtlety. Like I said, Yediya has different standards. Two Eidim, one Eidim, Groiv, Chazaka, Umduna. Sveikus is more subtle because really the Sufik doesn't really exist. It's always Kesar and Yediya. Really. Most of the time. That's why I said most of the time. Sometimes the Grata does exist. So, although that's true, that's why it's more of a subtlety for a halachic suffix to exist. So I always say that the Rambam who holds suffix deraisa lakula, that should kick in. But you would say lakula, right? Everybody understands intuitively that not every chesar and yediya is going to be lakula, right? Even according to the Rambam, if I don't know something. So I can't go lakula. I wake up in the morning, and my wife served me breakfast, and she left the house to go to work. And at least there's a piece of meat on the table. I don't know if it's kosher or treif. It's I could eat it. It's okay. Not every chesar and yediya is a suffix. It was a bad example I gave. So you need a standard of suffix. You need a standard of inherent that the matzahs a standard. You need that the iyadiyah comes for good reason. So just like you have a standard that creates yadiyah, so you have a standard that creates suffix. So here also, when the doctor says maybe something will happen. Yeah, suffering the fascist lahakal. He was like the Rambam. I say the Rambam suffering the rice of the kula, but suffering the fascist lahakal. Everybody's married to. So, but it has to be a suffering. There's a standard. It's not just the doctor says, you never know. Hey, you never know. It's not a suffering. Okay, that's where I got into this rap. So, but the chiddush and the mechaber, and this is where the famous Rav Chaim comes into play. The Rav Chaim says that the din of hakal, the din of shiurim, what's called the din of shiurim, which I hope to learn tomorrow night, the etzem din, which is zayin and ches, that will be tomorrow night. We'll finish with that. So Rav Chaim holds, I think, based on the Rambam, that the din of shiurim is only such a case. Well, right now he's not a choyler with a sakon. It's just that if he doesn't eat, it'll maybe come with a sakon. So he can avoid the sakon by eating pachos mikashir. So that's when there's a din of pachos mikashir. That's what Chaim's chiddush and perspective. He has rights to be shaynim. or something. He doesn't have rice mishainim. But that's his shita. That once you're a chayla sheyesh by sakana, so there's no din of pachas mikashia. You have a head to eat. That's where it comes from. So this bir halacha is pointing out. I think it's Ari Gruen. This bir halacha is pointing out that it's pointing out the chiddush of the mechaber, that the mechaber is talking about that he's right now not a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, but the doctor is saying, or someone's saying, there's a real chashash that if he doesn't eat, he'll come l'day sakana. So the mechaber says either efshe sheyichpar alav achayli and he'll be in a sakana, or certainly if he says that if he doesn't eat, you skip one step, he might die. Like, not just he'll be in a sakana, but he might die. Okay. So that's the mechaber. Okay. Now the mechaber said afilu hu goy. So let's continue with the bir halacha. It's very negeya. Sometimes, many times, you have not from donkeys. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uvinyan mashikotav shulchan aruch afilu hu akum, because of the sefer Tiferes Yisrael, the ha'idna." That's the Tiferes Yisrael, ha'idna. Yes, lusiyashiv the dover. It's maybe not so poshut. The bein erisi the shavki l'mehem nusayhu. See, I'm lucky because I have the kudos. If you don't have the kudos, you can read it the shaboki. Because all of these halachas keeps talking about a baki and not a baki. So you'll say dishabaki, and you go, whoops, I don't know what he's talking about. So it's the shafki lehem nusayu, they have abandoned their me'emonus. Ulokol choyli kal, oimrim tomid, shekeshe yusana yustaking. And this is true, especially nowadays, I can tell you, by pregnant women, if the doctor does not take the tzoim with a kaved rosh, so he's very quick to say that if she doesn't eat, there'll be a sakana. He doesn't say it with a kaved rosh. Ma'isim b'chol grain. Okay. It's not so bad, but the other taneisim, you know. I was discussing with my wife, and my wife's strong, she's not like me. So, discussing with my wife if we should do it. I can't send my wife to buy Eitz HaAretz stuff in July. It's like too far. It's like not a practical thing for her to do. Maybe she'll go once a month. Everybody got their Dor Rashum today? Came in the mail? Oh, the Shalayim, it came to Shalayim. The Tlushim, with a list of stores, and they give you a very nice daf of Hora'os, how to treat the stuff with Kedusha, like a page. You saw the email. The Shaila came up today. Someone bought squash, zucchini. Someone bought zucchini. A lady, Mrs. Obrowski, bought zucchini, and she calls me up. She purees zucchini always, and she puts it in her meatloaf. It's like hamburger helper, it's called. So, I said, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not an Israeli, I'm not in the culture, but it's a shaila if you could puree a zucchini. But then I passed him with her, it's also anyway, because she puts it, you can't taste it anymore. If you remember those halachas, your mamish can't put something with Kedusha Shvias. She told me you can't taste it. So I said, even on the tzad that you could puree it, because it's the derech to puree it, but you can't put it in a matzah that you can't taste it anymore. So I told her, I don't know, I said, I don't know, I'm not an Israeli, it's hard for me to, I said, I can only tell you the din that if it's normal to puree it, you're allowed to puree it. And if it's not normal, you're not allowed to. That's all I can tell you. They pull up Eitz HaAretz. Ask them for a plaque. Ask for a Bamikai. Ask them to paskin for you. I can't paskin for you. I just don't know. That's why I sent the email to the people on the list. Tell, Do you puree in zucchini?
Oh, I didn't see that.
And your experience as a zucchini puree.
They have a standard.
But then there's another shayla. Maybe they have a.
They have a standard number.
You need a psak. Yeah, yeah.
And they possibly think that question.
Rav Amichai is a tremendously big Talmud Chacham. He's a Talmud Chacham. Nothing to do with Eitz Haaretz. Rav Amichai is a big Talmud Chacham. You could ask him. You could ask Rav Yashim if you want. I don't know. Rav Amichai, you'll get to on the phone. Rav Yashim, you won't get to on the phone. You'll get to Efrat. He'll tell you already what he wants. So I told him you can't do it because it loses its taste. So I said, put in a lot. But then she said when she makes a vegetable soup, after she makes the soup, she purees the vegetables. Because my wife doesn't. My wife, the vegetables sitting in the soup. Well, my wife serves me soup. There's carrots in it and onions.
Some people
she wants to know if she's allowed to. So my daughter said that my wife's like the last person in the world that doesn't. Everybody purees it.
It's a quick way to make soup. They just cook it.
No, you cook it up.
After it's cooked, you've made the soup already.
So what's faster?
The whole soup becomes a thick soup. Whereas if you cook
so why is it faster?
You'll get your product.
You get a different type of soup.
You'll get a soup you'll eat faster.
If you're cutting it up afterwards, if you're it,
yeah.
If you cook vegetables,
is it the derech to do that?
Yeah. That's
so that's for sure. Okay, so that's okay. So that was I sent that email with these
Everybody
two questions.
Buys this tool to
I took
it.
A poll if you could do it. So that yeah, but the zucchini is a problem.
So they would do that to zucchini too. If it was in the soup.
But in the soup, you don't taste each nah. things.
Everybody makes vegetable soups. If it's the derech to puree it, fine. That she purees zucchini, not in the soup. She purees zucchini.
Rubber to fill meat.
She does it to pilla. She uses it as hamburger helper. She puts it in the hamburger.
But in the soup, you have to taste each one of the kosher shvi'is.
You taste them. The soup. You don't have to identify the taste. But it's there, it's nice and tiny. You cooked it. How could it not be tasted? Nice and tiny. What?
Why is zucchini?
Because you don't taste it. It's yavish be yavish. I don't know. It's yavish be yavish. She purees zucchini and she puts it into the. The soup, that's the chefs of the soup. The soup is made of the. That's what you did with soup. That's what the word soup means that. It's the time of what you cooked up.
Sometimes there are stronger tasting vegetables there.
Maybe it's a shiloh. If it's the derech to make something where the taste gets lost, if it's the derech. I don't know. It's mashman that's also. Because the loss of taste, it's mashman the poiskim, is a destruction. So you're not allowed to destroy it if it's the derech. Rabbi Michai has a chiddush in Ketiv Shvius. He writes, the Mishpatei Oretz says not like this. He has a chiddush. He wants to taina that if you would puree something, if you would be merasek something, in a way that the bracha wouldn't change. It's nikor what it is. Then he holds you're allowed to do that even if it's not the derech to do it.
He says
Mishpatei Oretz says not like that. He says he holds, yeah, if the bracha didn't change, he has rayas that you can sushtel hilchas brachas, the hilchas shvias, and that'll determine whether you've changed it. Exactly. You didn't do anything, so you can't, it's not the derech. But you didn't do anything. So that's what he tainas. But here's how to get puree is mamish. So these shaylas come up. Okay. So I was talking to my wife, so I can't send my wife to the. The closest Eitz Haaretz outlet where I live is like in Kiryat Moshe. I mean, I can't start sending her to Kiryat Moshe. So we're discussing if we're going to do Chazon Ish or not. It's Minig Yerushalayim for hundreds of years. And we live in Yerushalayim, so why can't I do Minig Yerushalayim? I don't have to. No one's asking me to paskin that the Chazon Ish is right. It's not Chazon Ish, it's Machlokes Beis Yosef and Mabit. You know, you're not talking about, it's not like the Machlokes, the Bedatz and the Chazon Ish. It's not a Machlokes, the Bedatz and the Chazon Ish. It's Machlokes Beis Yosef and Mabit. You're talking about the earliest of the Achrayim. You know, so if it's Minig Yerushalayim, I guess I was right. So you're talking about the earliest of Achrayim, a Minig. So I said, I don't know. So I said, you know, Shvi Yisrael says, Rabbono, women can't handle that, you know. But the truth is, I hold like that. You know, if it's a D'oraisa, I'm talking halachic hashkofa now. If it's a D'oraisa, there's more of an imperative to be machmir, like an inyan to be machmir. I'm not sure you gain anything by being machmir if it's a Rabbono. I'm not quite to stop being machmer. I'm not talking about to be machmer if you have a suffix. You can always be machmer. And I'm not talking about if there's a standard of suffix. I'm talking about be machmer. Like I wrote somebody to be machmer with the animal. I'm paskening that if it's not oimid to be used for animal food, and even if it's roi for animal food, and maybe there's animals in the neighborhood even, based on Moshav Tzora or whatever, you can throw it out.
You can throw it out.
I sent an email. I'm dying that for the shul. Nothing to do with Eitz Har. I'm possibly that for the shul. I can't go into it now. I'm dying that for the shul. But I tell you, if you want to be machmir, it would be a nice thing. But I hold la halacha. If it's not oymed for that, I'm possibly. I feel if it's not oymed for that, even if it's roy for that, but if it's not oymed for that, nobody feeds. The orange peels are not aimed to be used for elephants, whatever. I'm paskening it has to be oimed lekach. It's not enough if it's ro'oy lekach.
Meaning oimed in my house? Because I don't have a
dog. Oimed, no, in the area, not in your house. Rather, but
saying, like,
the answer
called on.
Oimed in the neighborhood, oimed in the Azor.
Because most people don't have dogs.
It doesn't matter the reason. It's not oimed lekach. Just because in the Jerusalem zoo, that's what they do with banana peels. Your banana peels in Ramat Beit Shemesh are not oimed to be fed to elephants. Whatever, I just picked an example. Anyway, but I said, be machmer. But you have minig Yerushalayim, I don't really mean to be machmer like the Chazon Ish, I don't know. Shalos is Beit Shemesh, you know. So yeshiva guys, I don't know. I'm not so sure. Could there be said that there's a minig of Ramat Beit Shemesh? I really don't know. I don't know how you know. The yeshiva guys, even in Yerushalayim, are more and more are being machmir like the Chazon Ish. So I don't know. If Ramat Beit Shemesh is populated by yeshiva guys, so that could be kaveya. It's a very shera shaylik. What's the minig hamokom? So meanwhile, I say whoever benches licht 40 minutes before shkia could do minig Yerushalayim.
That's
because they came from Yerushalayim. No, these things are shera shaylik. This is what I talk about when I say.